Belgian regulator urges swift reform as gambling activity climbs. The Belgian Gambling Commission has warned the government that reforms must proceed quickly as player numbers and enforcement demands rise. Brussels, in its 2024 annual report, the Belgian Gambling Commission, Kansspelcommissie, urged the new government to accelerate planned regulatory changes, arguing the sector's growth requires fresh resources, clearer political oversight, and alignment with other European regulators. The Commission's president, Magali Clavy, framed the reforms as essential to modernize supervision after 25 years under the existing model. Clavy pointed to the government agreement published on January 31, 2025, which envisions transferring formal responsibility for the Commission to the Minister of the Economy. In the report, she argued this move could breathe new life into the regulator and create the operational capacity needed to keep pace with a changing market and European peers. She also stressed the need for additional staff and strategic renewal to improve enforcement and policy development. Rising player numbers and exclusions. The report records a marked increase in consumer engagement over the last 4 years. Average daily active players on licensed platforms rose to 155,643 in 2024, a 37.4% increase compared with 2020, while monthly active users reached 602,288, up 19.8%. New account registrations climbed 15% year-on-year to 193,342, underlining expanding participation online. Physical venues remain a smaller part of the market. The Commission estimated about 15,937 daily visits to land-based casinos. At the same time, the Excluded Persons Information System, EPIS, listed 56,458 registrations during the year. Close to one-third of those entries were voluntary self-exclusions, with the remainder largely stemming from debt arrangements or court decisions. The gender breakdown reported 12,609 women, 38,823 men, and 5,422 registrants who did not specify. Licensing, enforcement, and reform push on licensing. The regulator issued or renewed a range of permissions in 2024. 9 Class A casino licenses with 9 A-plus extensions. The renewal of Brussels Casino's operating license to 2026, and approval for Middelkerke Casino's relocation. Other authorizations included 175 B-class automated gaming room licenses and 49 B-plus, 4,272 C-class cafe-based gaming licenses, 8,534 D-class gaming staff permits, and 17,519 E-class equipment supplier licenses. The market also counted 408 betting agencies, 28 licensed bookmakers, and 1,281 news agents authorized to offer gaming. Enforcement activity intensified as regulators confronted unlicensed operators and problematic marketing. The Commission investigated 101 suspected unlicensed operators in 2024. 31 were unreachable. 70 were requested to block access from Belgium, but only 19 complied. 34 were blacklisted, and 14 received follow-up inspections. Authorities also blocked 105 illegal gaming URLs. The regulator issued 133 sanctions, including 66 fines, totaling 4.6 million euros, nearly 4 times the fines levied in 2023. Along with 21 license withdrawals, 7 suspensions, and 22 formal warnings. Industry bodies have sounded alarms about the scale of unlicensed activity. The Belgian Association of Gaming Operators, BAGO, has estimated that around 25% of Belgian players use offshore or unlicensed sites. A claim regulators say highlights the limits of current controls and the pressure on resources. Commenting on the findings, an independent policy analyst working with European gambling regulators said, "Belgium's figures reflect a common trend. Digital growth outstrips the capacity of legacy regulatory frameworks. Without clearer political backing and better technical tools, enforcement will remain reactive and costly. The proposed transfer of oversight could help, but only if it brings funding and a sharper enforcement strategy." Megali Clavi told the Commission in the report that
swift implementation of planned reforms would be a unique opportunity to re-equip the regulator and adapt our approach so Belgium can better protect players and regulate responsibly in line with European counterparts. What this means for policy and industry. Policymakers now face a three-part challenge. Deliver the institutional change signaled in the government agreement. Secure funding to expand regulatory capacity and upgrade technical measures to stem cross-border unlicensed activity. Operators will watch closely for any tighter compliance requirements or enhanced market surveillance that could raise costs, while consumer groups and treatment services will push for stronger prevention and exclusion tools. The Commission's report sets a clear timeline for debate. Unless reforms proceed within the next legislative session, regulators warn enforcement gaps and market distortions are likely to widen, with consequences for both public protection and licensed operators' competitiveness.